This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, it's AWOD on the road live from Lambeau following that massive Thursday night football tilt that ended up being a bit of a butt-whooping. But you're listening to 910 The Fan, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, and we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. It's been a fantastic trip, and this is the hotel show today as we recap the game, go around the NFL, and give you our college picks as well. Normally, it would be time, 1 p.m., here for the Richmond Commander. And after a game, you guys know I give my 10 takeaways. But we've already given you my raw reactions from the field, as well as Michael Phillips. We went inside the locker room, spoke with Brandon Coleman, several other players as well, took some notes on the locker room report. I want to switch things up real quick and be ultra positive. So here on the Richmond Commander, I'll give you my 10 reasons to be optimistic. It's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
And if you want to chime in, it's 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. 10 reasons to be optimistic following a 27-18 loss to the Green Bay Packers. Number one, we know that Green Bay has been building together, and Jordan Love has been through four NFL seasons. He's had good moments. He's had bad moments. That was a great game for him. But to me, this was a Green Bay roster that you can see how much they've been building it up. It's not like they had Ron Rivera building it down for 4 years, right? Matt LaFleur has done a really good job. They have successfully transitioned from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. It's insane to think they went Favre to Rodgers to Love. They only have two Super Bowls to talk for it, but Jordan Love is now going to turn 27 in November. Brett Favre won his Super Bowl when he was 27. Aaron Rodgers won his Super Bowl when he was 27. They showed that on the broadcast last night, and Jordan Love looked like a Super Bowl champion the way he played. So my first reason to be optimistic is, like, this Green Bay roster has been building, and Jordan Love had a great game. Number two, Washington's record is 1-1. That's not terrible. And two home games following up here with 10 days of rest, right? So today, it is September 12th. They will not play again until September 21st at home against the Vegas Raiders. They flew out of Green Bay late last night, so you count that as a rest night there. But they will gear up for the Raiders 10 days after the Packers game. And then you go on the road to face off against the Atlanta Falcons, who you beat last year. I mean, when the schedule came out, we said these first four games are soft. Washington's got to take advantage of it. We knew this one was going to be the nightmare matchup. I predicted Washington to win, but to be honest with you, I expected a loss. But I'm not too upset because of the opportunity to come home and beat the Vegas Raiders. And so I have been a fan of this team for 32 years. Normally, two games in the season, we're 0-2. Rarely are we 2-0. Washington's 1-1. That's not too bad. Takeaway number three, 10 reasons to be optimistic. Jaden Daniels' worst two games of his career have been Thursday night football games on a short week. That happened last year against the Philadelphia Eagles. I thought he was seeing ghosts out there. Last night, he was seeing Micah Parsons. He will not have to play Thursday night football again until Christmas against the Dallas Cowboys. That's also a short week, but it's an extra day off given the fact that you're playing Saturday the week before against the Philadelphia Eagles. That'll be a very difficult game, and we lost to the Cowboys last season, but you will not have to face off against another team on Thursday night football until week 17, and Jaden seems to play his worst on Thursday night football, so that's a positive. That won't happen again until Christmas. 10 reasons to be optimistic. Number four, I kind of thought their offense was gimmicky. Like, I'm going to give credit to Matt LaFleur, but he's constantly using motion to free guys, and it's not like we just got beat man-to-man, and it's not like Marshon Lattimore just got burnt over the top and Amos was awful. No, not really at all. I mean, they really did use the motion offense to get 6-yard passes, 8-yard passes, but you just got to credit them because a lot of times that came on third down or on second and long, and it got them into short and manageable situations. So I think, look, I'm optimistic that we're not going to see an offense like that for a while. Number five, Eckler's injury is terrible. It's hard to be optimistic about that. You know, we'll find out later, but it just seems non-contract, like it's non-contact, like it's going to be season-ending. But imagine how devastating it would have been if that was Bill. If that was Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt suffering a non-contact injury, we'd all be devastated because that's our rookie that we're excited about. We still have our rookie that we're excited about. We still have Jeremy McNichols and Chris Rodriguez, who this fan base is just obsessed with and has been asking him to get more snaps. That's going to happen now with this Eckler injury. So it's one reason to be optimistic is you still have Bill as your lead running back. Number six, get rid of the two missed field goals by Matt Gay. 50-plus yards. I probably would not have attempted the long one of 58, would have gone for it. And you get rid of the long make by McManus. Give him credit. He nailed it from 56, and it sucks because he was on our roster last year before the incident. If you get rid of those 9 points, it's an even game. Right? We only lost by 9 points, and we missed two field goals, and they made a prayer one, basically, in 56 yards. So I'm optimistic about the result, given the fact that if we made those two field goals, it would have absolutely been a game. As bad as Jaden looked at times, we still moved the football to get into field goal range. Number seven, I'm going to credit the Packers' defense and that defensive line as one of the elite lines in football. And all the talk last week was Thibodeau, Burns, and Abdul Carter. But the Packers were the defense that actually made it into the playoffs, not the New York Giants. And the Packers defense, at times last year, carried the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love missed two games, and they still won. Not because Malik Willis was unbelievable, but because that defense was absurd. That defense is able to get off the field. They are really good at rushing the passer. They had multiple guys that had 7-plus sacks last year. Now you add Micah Parsons. I'm going to credit the Packers' defense and be optimistic that, yes, the Raiders have Max Crosby. I don't think the entire line's as good as the Pack, and it's going to be a while, maybe even until we face the Eagles, until we face off against a defensive line that's as good as the Green Bay Packers. 10 reasons to be optimistic following the loss on Thursday night football to the Green Bay Packers, and I kind of just said it right there. Takeaway number eight, this was a road loss. This is a road loss. I would be so much more upset if this was a home defeat to the Green Bay Packers. You lost in historic, iconic Lambeau Field. You have 8 home games this season. We could still go 8-0. I can't get mad about a road loss on a short week to a playoff team, primetime Thursday night football. It was not fun to watch, but I'm trying to be optimistic here, and every single reporter except for one picked the Green Bay Packers. This is what people expected. Not in the DMV, but certainly here in Wisconsin. 10 reasons to be optimistic following the loss. Number 9, I thought there were positive halftime adjustments. I will go back and watch the film and try to confirm that, but Washington had 3 points at the break. They end up with 18, so they got 15 fourth quarter points. Yes, part of it was garbage time. One of the drives, though, was very impressive. And you hit McLaurin, finally. You hit Ertz, 20 yards into the end zone late in that drive. And it made it a one-score game, right? All of a sudden, Washington was back in this thing and absolutely had a chance to win if they could get a stop. They didn't get a stop. And then when they got the ball back, they missed it on fourth down. But there were positive halftime adjustments from Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr., and Cliff Kingsbury. He was outcoached for sure, but I thought the team improved as the game went on. Number 10, let's talk about the optimistic things. Talk about the positives here. Well, Zach Ertz got a touchdown, and I gave that away on air. Right, Stubb, from the bar, Holmgren way. Zach Ertz plus 250. That's big money right there. That was easy money. We gave it out on the radio show. Debo scored. I have him in my fantasy team. He looked really good on one kickoff. It kind of justified why Dan Quinn has had him back there. That's positive. Just need Terry to get going, and I'm optimistic that this offense can be lethal again because Zach Ertz has still got it. Debo Samuel is giving us a dimension we just didn't have last season. He's a combination of De'Ami Brown and Olamide Zaccheaus, and then you have Terry McLaurin there that I think Terry knows he will get going again. This is his preseason because he missed preseason. It's unfortunate. It sucks. I don't want to go into it and make a whole thing about Terry being a bad guy for the team, but he missed practice time, and it's evident by the way he's playing and by the way him and Jaden are not on the same page. But this is 10 reasons to be optimistic, and I'm very optimistic that he'll get going again. It was not until week 3 last year that Terry had his big breakout game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Could it come week 3 this year at home against the Vegas Raiders? I'm going to stamp it right now and say Terry will get a tutty week 3. That's 10 reasons to be optimistic for the Washington Commanders, who are 1-1 following a defeat on Thursday Night Football. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. That was the Richmond Commander on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, committed to bringing you closer to the action following the best Commander season of my lifetime, 12 wins and a conference championship appearance. We've taken you to the locker room last night from Lambeau. We've taken you to training camp twice as we're committed to taking you closer to the action. And this is Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM, the most Commanders coverage in town, Monday through Friday, with the Sports Junkie 6 to 10, Michael Phillips, who's with me in Lambeau from 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3. It's called AWOD Radio with Grant Polson and Danny Rouye driving you home here on The Fan. And last night's game was difficult. It was tough to watch, especially being a diehard fan like myself, sitting in that media booth up top in the press box there and not getting to cheer at all, just simply tweeting out my emotions as I watched last night. And I know a lot of people liked my tweet when I said, "Mommy, I want to go home." There was a point last night where I wanted to get the heck out of Green Bay and get back to Richmond. It's been a fun trip, but man, was that difficult to watch my team lose in prime time, 27-18 to Green Bay. So I ask you right now, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910 on the Commander's Corner, 833-804-0910, or tweet us at AWOD Radio. What are you and your friends talking about today when you react to that game last night? What do you think the national headlines are for Washington and Green Bay? And when you turn on your TV, SportsCenter, CBS, Fox Sports, you turn on your radio to the good guys here on The Fan, what is everybody saying about the Washington Commanders? Let's go through the post-game storylines here on the Commanders Corner. And I think it starts with Jaden Daniels. Is Jaden Daniels injured? Is Jaden Daniels injured? Jaden Daniels took a ton of hits last night. In the locker room, he had his knee wrapped up like it was a basketball. It was insane how much ice was on his knee there. And then he limped his way to the press box and or to the press conference and spoke to the media. I don't know that Jaden Daniels is fully healthy, 100%. Is Jaden Daniels injured? Probably. I think after one quarter of any National Football League game, all 53 guys are dealing with some kind of an injury, right? But to say Jaden Daniels is injured and that affected his game last night, I think I disagree. I think you have to credit the Packers. I think Jaden was still moving around, you know, maybe not at 100%, but close, like 95. He still had his speed, still had his ability to make guys miss. He was running, getting hit, and then getting bouncing back up like nothing happened. I mean, but he got crushed. I mean, that's one of the storylines. It's not, is Jaden Daniels injured? I think it's more of, how does Washington protect their star quarterback? When you spend all offseason trying to protect him by drafting Josh Connerly, by trading for Laremy Tunsil. One of my storylines, I think, is what's going on with the Washington offensive line? Tunsil does not look like a Pro Bowler. He got beat a few times, and he had an awful penalty. Connerly, on the other side, could not handle Micah Parsons. And I know there were several people asking for Andrew Wiley to get an opportunity. Andrew Wiley? Didn't you guys see enough of him? So I know there is a question people are asking, is Jaden Daniels injured? I think the bigger storyline is, how do you protect him moving forward? Number two, does Washington need to bring in a new kicker? And that's a storyline I will absolutely agree with. Matt Gay lost us that game. I mean, we went inside the locker room. Who do you think was the first guy the reporters flocked to ask questions to? Matt Gay. Because you lose by 9 points, and he left 6 points on the field with two missed field goals. He also missed in the preseason. It was an issue last season. He got paid. As Michael told me, he is one of the top 10 paid kickers. He's got to make from 50-plus. He's got to make from 50-plus. That's what he's paid to do. I would argue, you had 4th-and-4. You went for it all of last year on 4th-and-4. Why are you going to bring in your kicker, you know, on the road, Lambeau Field, to make that kick there? I mean, I guess McManus is hitting from 56. Gay has to. But does Washington need to bring in a new kicker? It seems like a storyline that has some legs. How bad are the injuries? It's tough. Inside the locker room, I felt for all those guys, because everybody that went down was a leader. Dedrick Wise came in this offseason as a veteran leader on the defensive line. Austin Ekeler came in last year, has been the leader of that running back room. Ja'Cory Kroski and Merritt Bill talked about how tough it is because he's helped him so much on the field and off the field. I mean, that might be the biggest storyline from the game is the injuries, right? Because it's not just those two, but Brown suffered an injury. Amos suffered an injury, but those two might be lost for the year. I mean, Dietrich Wise was down for 15 to 20 minutes before getting carted off, and Austin Eckler, non-contact, just destroys you. You know it's something serious when that happens. Another storyline. Why does Matt LaFleur have Dan Quinn's number? Why is Matt LaFleur so good against Dan Quinn? Michael told me this yesterday, and I just didn't want to believe it. But LaFleur has never lost to Dan Quinn and has pretty much put up 30 points every time he's faced off against him. The two worked together in Atlanta and made it to the Super Bowl and had a lead and blew it to the New England Patriots. And since then, when they have met up against each other, Matt LaFleur has had the advantage. He was inside of Dan Quinn's coaching staff. He was inside on all of Dan Quinn's meetings. He just understands how to get guys open. I think some people have pointed to that Dan Quinn's defense is kind of basic. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's more of, hey, we put our guys in the right spot and we let them go make a play, right? It's basic so that they can just react and they're not overly thinking out there. But the complicated offense for Matt LaFleur, it just was better than Dan Quinn's defense. Is Josh Connerly struggling to the point where he needs to get benched? I think that's a storyline that will be talked about this week leading into that Raiders game. I even saw Denton Day talking about it last night on 106.7 The Fan following the game. It's very difficult because you want to give him an opportunity to build up his confidence, and the first two games were kind of nightmares, but now you're going to have Max Crosby going in week three. The fact that this team has playoff aspirations, and we hope to have Super Bowl aspirations, I think it might have gotten to the point where you need to put the veteran back in there, because Connerly is costing us drives by getting beat, right? I mean, Jaden Daniels' biggest hit that he took, Connerly was just beat off the snap by Micah Parsons. I mean, Micah timed the snap perfectly, got around the edge. Jaden saw him. It was like his life flashed before his eyes. He starts sprinting to the other way, doesn't even see the tackler. Boom, gets his leg crushed and does a flip. It reminded me of some of the negative highlights we've seen from Jaden Daniels at LSU. When he is rushed and they're right in his face, he tries to become Superman. And he ends up kind of putting his body in harm's way. Are the Commanders too old? Is that a storyline that's going to be talked about this week? I think so, because it was talked about in the pregame show about how the Packers are the youngest team in the National Football League and the Commanders are the oldest team in the National Football League. I told Michael, I'll tell you guys right now, I thought the age showed. I didn't think Bobby Wagner had a good game at all. I didn't think Marshawn Lattimore had a very good game at all. Tunsil kind of looked old at the left tackle position there. It felt like the Packers were younger. I mean, Zach Ertz had a really good game. He got into the end zone. He was open. He was making big catches across the middle of the field on third down. But Tucker Kraft looked like a Hall of Famer at tight end with his six catches for 124 yards and a touchdown. It was 20 yards every time he touched it, right? Zach Ertz had a great game, and Kraft had double the amount of yards that he had. 24 years old. Tucker Kraft is a tight end on the rise, while a lot of our guys are on the final few years of their career. I do think that that's a true storyline, and it has to be something to monitor throughout the season, especially if Washington continues to suffer major injuries. How do you bounce back from this difficult defeat? That's going to be talked about all week long because it's an extended week now, right? We're talking about it today. I'll be live tomorrow right here on 910 The Fan, bright and early on a Saturday, and streaming on 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., and I'll ask the audience, how does this team bounce back from this difficult defeat? Then we'll talk about it all of next week ahead of the Vegas Raiders matchup there. It's a storyline because when you play a Thursday night game, you have the upper hand on your opponent the following week, and you have to take advantage of it. It's basically a mini bye week, and Washington kind of needed this mini bye week because we've got a late bye once again week 12, and you just suffered two major injuries. We're going to have to get Chris Rodriguez involved in the offense. Bill will probably be your starting running back lined up next to Jaden Daniels. when the game kicks off next Sunday, September 21st here. So I really do think it's going to be tough to bounce back from this game here for the fan base. It's going to be much easier for these players. They probably already moved on from this defeat. They're going to watch the film, and Dan Quinn can do what he does best, coach. Dan Quinn's coaching ability is his best. He will identify the mistakes that were made on film, and we'll clean that up. I really do believe in this coaching staff's ability to clean up mistakes moving forward throughout the season. I thought last year the defense steadily, slowly improved throughout the season, and you could kind of trust them later on to get some stops, right? And then they were great in the postseason, really good against Tampa, even better against the Detroit Lions. I believe in this coaching staff defensively to get going, and then offensively, I really think that maybe this team should have played more in preseason, and maybe Terry McLaurin should have not held out and should have been there at practice, because this felt like a preseason game offensively, with only 18 points being scored, with third downs being so difficult for Washington to advance the football, 5 of 16 on third down, and the team that was so good, historically good on fourth down last year, was 1 of 3 last night against the Green Bay Packers. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Road, live from Titletown here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We've made the trip, but we did not get the win. This is the reaction show on The Fan, as I've taken you inside the locker room, gave you my thoughts live from the field here on Lambeau. Today is the hotel show on a football Friday. We will have our QB review, dive into the numbers and the stats for what Jaden Daniels did in week 2. I'll give out our certified NFL game of the week, and we'll talk some college football with Ryan McIntyre, Moneyline Mac, before we close out the show. But I saw this trending online, and I want to speak to it for a second here. The Packers blitzed Jaden Daniels on 13 of his dropbacks. On those plays, Daniels went 3 of 11 for just 26 yards and a touchdown. He was sacked twice. He was pressured on 9 of those 13 dropbacks. Now, that is a massive issue right there. And I think the offensive line should be under scrutiny this week, because Laremy Tunsil was not very good. And this is now 2 games in a row that he has not been very good. Josh Connolly on the other side is struggling. Straight up, he is struggling. And with his struggles, you have those who maybe want Andrew Wiley to get an opportunity. We knew Nick Allegretti was not a great left guard. He was serviceable. On the at right guard, he might be even less than serviceable. It just felt like he was burnt all game and had to hold a few times. And Brandon Coleman, who was solid at left tackle, we thought could successfully make this transition to left guard, and probably can, but he was banged up in the game last night. They had to go to Chris Paul. I mean, the entire offensive line was kind of banged up, it felt like, through that entire game for Washington. And you know, Jaden Daniels, last season, what made him so special? What made him the NFL Rookie of the Year? It was how good he was against the blitz last season. Now, these 2 games have been his worst against the blitz in his career. Is that defenses figuring him out? Or is that Cliff Kingsbury behind on the play calls, behind on the game plan, a step behind the opposition's defensive coordinator, whereas last year he was a step ahead? I think it comes down to the offensive line. I really do. I mean, you have to protect the quarterback before anything else. It will certainly help Jaden Daniels if he can take plays off and just put the ball into the belly, into the gut of Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. But when as a team, you average 2.7 yards per carry, as a team, you only have 51 yards rushing, you're going to rely on him to throw the ball downfield. And 42 attempts is just too many for Jaden Daniels, because the Packers were able to, you know, just put their finger in the dirt and rush the passer. They weren't really scared of our ability to run the ball. It was like they knew our game plan. I mean, Washington was going to try to make Green Bay one-dimensional, shut down Josh Jacobs, and make Jordan Love throw the ball 40 times to beat him. It actually ended up being the exact opposite. Green Bay shut down Washington's rushing attack and forced Jaden Daniels to throw the ball 42 times if he was going to beat them, and he was inaccurate. He had two missed throws on fourth down after being one of the most clutch NFL players in league history on fourth down last season. And so it's a conversation we have to have here. What is going on with Jaden Daniels against the blitz this year? Are you blaming JD5? Are you blaming Cliff Kingsbury? Are you blaming the offensive line? I think we all thought that Adam Peters did a great job revamping that offensive line this offseason, right? He made a major trade with the Houston Texans for Laremy Tunsil. Maybe there's a reason the Houston Texans let Laremy Tunsil go. He drafted Josh Connerly in the first round. Maybe there's a reason Josh Connerly fell to Washington late in that first round. I mean, the offensive line last year was really solid, all right? They were solid, but they were not elite at all. And in fact, they were coming off of what was before one of the worst statistic seasons in terms of giving up 65 sacks to Sam Howell. So I think when you take a step back and you look at the bigger picture, 2 years ago, the offensive line was an F, all right? Last year, it was a C. What we've seen in 2 weeks, I think, is a D-plus performance from the offensive line. They're taking the bulk of the blame for me, and then I'd go maybe to Cliff Kingsbury next. For Jaden, I think Jaden's trying to do Jaden things, which is kind of run around. I mean, we saw it early in the game last night where he ran all the way to the right and then tried to cut back and run all the way to the left. He tries to be Superman at times. Look, he did it last year. I'd be lying if I didn't say he went from Clark Kent to Superman last year at about the middle of the season. Right after the three-game losing streak, team goes 7-5. Boom, five wins in a row. They're 12-5. Right, and he was Superman in the postseason as well. But you don't want him to have to put on that cape and be Superman. You want to be able to run the football. You want to be able to play action off of that and hit some of your quick screen passes and short hitters that they just were not there at all last night against the Green Bay Packers. Jaden Daniels pressured on 46% of his dropbacks. That is the highest percentage he's faced in 19 regular season games. And I guess the other factor that I'm failing to mention here is that Green Bay might have one of the top defenses in football. And what I witnessed last night was not just a good defensive line. I thought the linebackers flew around the field. I thought Xavier McKinney and a few of the players in the secondary were right on top of our wide receivers. And, you know, maybe they got away with a defensive hold. Maybe they just played terrific. I mean, Noah Brown had that stem route to the outside. It looked like a defensive hold. Yeah, maybe he just got a little handsy but got off it in time. But then he followed through, right? Brown came down with the catch, and then the defender knocks the ball out. So I think you have to credit the Green Bay Packers defensively. They were very good, and Washington still has 18 points and 6 points left on the field with two missed field goals. So, look, it's not completely doom and gloom, but we have to now keep an eye on Jaden Daniels' health and Jaden Daniels' completion percentage against the blitz, because this is 2 weeks into the season now. The conversation is going to change, and like I said, all offseason long, I felt like defensive coordinators made Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury enemy number one. They all wanted to shut him down after he was so fantastic, right? I mean, Cliff Kingsbury went from Thailand to being the hottest offensive coordinator in the league. Jaden Daniels went from the number two overall pick and Heisman Trophy winner to, I can't believe Caleb Williams went ahead of me. I'm by far the best quarterback in last year's draft. So we haven't seen the same Jaden Daniels year two, and part of me thinks that's because of the way this offseason played out, right? I mean, you didn't have Terry, and then Jaden didn't even attempt a pass in preseason. This is kind of the preseason. Fortunately, the team is 1-1 and should have a good chance to get a victory week 3 against the Vegas Raiders. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are committed to bringing you closer to the NFL action as this is AWOD on the road, live from Lambeau. It's been a fun trip to Title Town, but I cannot wait to get back to Richmond, Virginia, to sit on the couch and watch NFL action for 8 hours on Sunday, and maybe even more if that late game ends up being a thriller, and it should be, as well as the two Monday night football games. It's time to go around the National Football League. I'll give you my thoughts on the best games of the week. Still to come on the show today will be the certified NFL game of the week, but I'll give you my thoughts on maybe the top three games right now, but also the lead news and notes around the National Football League with NFL Hits on the Fan.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So we'll start with Washington. Austin Ekeler feared to have torn his Achilles, sources say to ESPN. I'm not shocked at all. It's crushing. It's absolutely crushing, but that's what it looks like there. I mean, non-contact. I know when I was watching it live with Michael, he thought, oh no, concussion. And then you watch the replay, there's nobody near him. It cannot be a concussion. He just went down. It was absolutely his leg. He's grabbing his Achilles there. And then it was just so sad to see him try to fight and walk it off, and that just was not possible. And so Austin Ekeler, who's been just such a great back throughout his NFL career, who's now 30 years old in his ninth season, gave Washington everything last year and was part of the most historic, you know, the best season in the last 30 years. It's going to be difficult moving on from him. So that's the big story right there. There was also an injury last night to the Packers. Jaden Reed breaks his collarbone. He actually hung on and made the catch early on. As I've told you, Matt LaFleur took 5 deep shots downfield in the first 2 possessions of the game. They certainly saw on tape that they thought they had an advantage against our secondary that was being hyped up as much better with Lattimore being back to full form, Amos being added there, as well as Mikey Sanders still. But they burnt us deep. They had a step on us each time they took a deep shot. A few of them didn't connect because Love either missed or his receiver dropped it. But Jaden Reed certainly caught this, and it was a touchdown catch, but then it was negated due to a holding with the Packers offensive lineman holding Dorrance Armstrong. So Reed breaks his collarbone on a play that didn't count. That is tough to deal with. Micah Parsons, after the game, told reporters, if Green Bay scores 20 points, the defense can get the win. Well, they scored 27 and held Washington to 18. We'll talk about the Miami Dolphins as well as some of the best games this weekend. I think it's very interesting that they held a players-only meeting after week one. Yes, it was a blowout loss to the Colts. I mean, I think the players-only meeting, it's, hey, do we like Mike McDaniel? Because if we want him to be our head coach, we have got to be better offensively and defensively, and we've got to start winning games. Because if Mike McDaniel goes 8-9 this year, I think if Mike McDaniel even goes 9-8 this year or worse, he's gone. He's fired in Miami. He's kind of handcuffed to Tua, and Tua's play was, you know, below average in week one. I think he's going to end up getting fired, and I think the players only meeting is those guys getting together and saying, hey, we have to play for our coach week two. We have to play for our coach if we want him here. Miami has been really good in the past against the New England Patriots, especially when they're at home. That will be 1 o'clock from Hard Rock Stadium. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio as we go around the National Football League here ahead of Week 2 and that Sunday slate, as well as two Monday night football games. The Lions are not in panic mode after that Week 1 dud, but it was a Week 1 dud. They have got to get right. They're luckily at home and against the Chicago Bears team that might be struggling them offensively and defensively. So I think that is a get-right game for the Detroit Lions, but I'll be interested to see how many points they put up. If they put up 40, it's not just a get-right game, but it's like, hey, we are absolutely still Super Bowl contenders. If they can't get over like 27 against the Chicago Bears, who gave up 27 to the Vikings after an awful first half played by J.J. McCarthy, then they've got some serious issues. So I'll be watching out for the Lions offense and defense. I expect them to blow out the Bears. I think anything less than that, it does seem concerning, even though it's just week two in the National Football League regular season here for 2025-2026. Let's get to my three games of the weekend that I will have my eyes on most. And I'm actually going to go with Broncos-Colts to start with here. I'm very interested to see what version of Daniel Jones we get here in week two. Like, I've been a Daniel Jones hater. And yet, Daniel Jones has burnt me in the past and beaten my Washington Commanders. I think he's a better quarterback than people give him credit for. There are worse starters in the National Football League than Daniel Jones. And so you kind of see why. All right, New York moved on to him. Minnesota wanted to give a shot. And now Indianapolis called him, and he already beat Anthony Richardson to be the starting quarterback. 272 yards and a touchdown, was able to run. But I'm going to be very interested to see where his timing and rhythm is at in week two against a very strong defense in the Denver Broncos. That's why I'm interested in this. Because to me, I saw a Daniel Jones that maybe he's working with the right offense coordinator now in Indianapolis, because he looked so confident and he hit all of his guys in rhythm. I keep going back to like the throw to Mo Ali Cox on the sideline that got 20 yards. He just went through his progression so quick, found him on the money, on target. It was, you know, maybe the best game of his career. So what does he do to build off of that? It will help him that he's got Jonathan Taylor. His best NFL season was when Saquon Barkley was in 1,000-yard back. He's got another one of those guys in Taylor, and Pittman was terrific in week one. And then I even talked about the Denver side of the ball. Like, Denver's defense, supposed to be elite. I'm going to see that matchup Sunday. But also, Bo Nix was not great in week one. And the conversation will continue. Who is the best of those second-year quarterbacks? Jaden Daniels did not look good in week one, didn't look good at all in week two. Is it Bo Nix that steps up, or is it J.J. McCarthy? Is it Michael Penix? Will it ever be Caleb Williams? That's the first game I'll have my eye on Sunday. Number two, I'm going with the late game of Chargers-Raiders because of the fact that both these teams are undefeated, and I really was impressed by Herbert in week one. I think you got to be impressed by Geno Smith's 362 yards in week one. Brock Bowers is on my fantasy team. It's a big reason why I'll be watching this one. But also, I love Ashton Jeanty. And we had Omarion Hampton on the show from ACC Kickoff when he was the star running back at UNC. So, it's a game I'm actually looking forward to. And I think I'm going to say this. It is a realistic possibility that the Chiefs don't win the division. Michael Phillips said they're not going to make the playoffs, right? I mean, that was kind of a wild take. I'm with the fact that if they had Patrick Mahomes on their roster, they're probably going to be a playoff team every single year. But this is my hot take 1 week into the season. The Chiefs might not win that division. Could be the Chargers. Could be the Broncos. Could be the Vegas Raiders. And the final game that everyone would be watching, 425 on Fox, it's the Super Bowl rematch live from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. The Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's going to be a good one. And you don't often get a Super Bowl rematch, especially week two here. But the fact that the Chiefs are coming off a loss and the fact that the Eagles didn't really look great defensively, it makes this game even more important for both teams. I mean, the Eagles won the Super Bowl because their defense. Yes, Jalen Hurts connected with Devontae Smith and Saquon was great, but their defense destroyed the Chiefs' game plan and they lived in the backfield. We'll have our eyes on that 425 on Fox. Those are my games of the week here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,